Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hankamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, July 5th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "At that time Jesus exclaimed, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him.'" There is a kind of wisdom the world admires. It is polished, articulate, accomplished. It fills resumes and shelves and lecture halls. It knows how to debate, how to analyze, how to win arguments, and command attention. Yet, in today's gospel, Jesus lifts his eyes to heaven and offers praise, not for the clever or the celebrated, but for the little ones. "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth," he says, "for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones." This is not a rejection of learning or intelligence. The Church has always treasured scholarship, theology, and the life of the mind. Some of our greatest saints were brilliant thinkers. But Jesus is revealing something deeper. God cannot be grasped merely through intellect. He is received through humility. The little ones are those who know they need God. The little ones are those who come with open hands rather than clenched fists. They are not pretending to have all the answers. They are willing to trust, willing to listen, willing to kneel. Contemplative spirituality begins exactly there. It begins when a soul stops trying to master God and instead allows itself to be loved by him. Many years ago, a man entered a monastery seeking peace. He had been highly successful in business, respected by everyone who knew him. He had wealth, influence, and a reputation for brilliance. Yet his soul was restless. He told the old monk at the monastery guest house, "I have read countless books of God, but I still feel far from him." The monk smiled gently and handed him a broom. "Start by sweeping the chapel." The man was offended. He had expected deep spiritual conversations, profound theological insights, perhaps secret wisdom from ancient texts. Instead, day after day, the monk simply asked him to keep quietly around, to help out quietly around the monastery. Wash dishes, sweep floors, sit silently in prayer. For weeks, the man struggled inwardly. His pride rebelled, but slowly something began to change. Silence softened him. The ordinary tasks stripped away his need to impress anyone. One evening after Compline, he remained alone in the dark chapel. Moonlight filtered through the stained glass, resting softly upon the crucifix. And there, in the stillness, He wept. Not because he had discovered some grand revelation, but because for the first time in many years he finally stopped defending himself before God. He came not as an expert, but as a child. And there he found peace. The saints often speak of spiritual childhood. Saint Therese of Lisieux understood this deeply. She knew holiness was not about appearing strong or extraordinary. It was about trust. A child does not earn love. A child receives it. This is why pride is such an obstacle in the spiritual life. Pride convinces us that we must achieve holiness by our own efforts, control our image, or prove our worth. But God reveals himself most deeply to the humble heart, the heart that knows its poverty. The world tells us to become self-sufficient. Jesus tells us to become childlike, not childish, but childlike. There is a difference. Childishness is immaturity. Childlikeness is radical trust. A child falls asleep peacefully in a parent's arms because the child believes someone stronger is holding them. The contemplative soul learns to rest that way in God. Jesus then says something astonishing. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Faith is not merely information about God, it is revelation. It is relationship. It is Jesus opening the heart of the Father to us. And how does he usually reveal the Father? Often not through dramatic miracles or extraordinary vision, but through quiet surrender, through prayer in the early morning, through tears honestly offered, through the Eucharist received with reverence, through silence, through suffering endured with trust, through the humble daily yes that no one else sees. The little ones understand this because they are not obsessed with appearing important. They know their need, and strangely, that need becomes the doorway through which grace enters. Sometimes we resist becoming little because we fear vulnerability. We fear dependence. We fear letting go of control. Yet every true encounter with God eventually brings us to this place of surrender. The older we become, the more complicated life often seems. We carry disappointments, wounds, regrets, anxieties about the future. We become skilled at protecting ourselves. But prayer slowly removes the armor. Before God, we do not need to perform. We do not need to pretend certainty when we are confused. We do not need to hide our weakness. The Father is not looking for impressive souls. He is looking for open ones. And perhaps this gospel is especially important in our noisy age. We are surrendered by endless opinions, endless arguments, endless attempts to appear knowledgeable. But the deepest truths of God are often discovered not through noise, but through silence. Elijah did not find God in an earthquake or the fire, but in the tiny whispering sound. The little ones can hear whispers because they are listening Maybe that is the invitation Christ places before us today. Become small enough to listen again, small enough to trust again, small enough to let yourself be loved. Because the kingdom of God does not belong to those who have mastered life. It belongs to those who place their lives into the Father's hands. And in the end, the greatest wisdom is not knowing how, is not knowing many things about God. It is knowing that we belong to Him. Let us pray. O Father of heaven and earth, strip away the pride that hardens our hearts. Teach us the wisdom of the little ones. Help us come before you without masks, without defenses, without the need to prove ourselves. Give us the grace to trust you as children trust a loving parent. In the silence of prayer, reveal your heart to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. May we rest in your love and walk humbly in your presence all the days of our life. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we take a look at a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.